And now, the Goldbergs. Well, last night ended in a series of misunderstandings. Dr. Christopher Taylor Jr. and Oriander Gamet, on the way home from the town meeting which Molly had called to help Way, Chris proposed to Oriander. Then, without waiting for her answer, he optimistically informed Way that Oriander was going to marry him. So Way congratulated her and went off to bed. Dr. Taylor's high-handedness was the last straw, and Oriander told Chris off. It was a brilliant piece of invective that meant no and no and no and never. And so to bed. Now this morning, the Goldbergs, who retired early last night and so missed the fireworks, are getting ready for breakfast. And although they aren't aware of what happened, they seem unconsciously upset and a little at odds with each other.
Never mind the Torian. You have to go to school. You're sitting on the table to eat for breakfast. Never mind the Torian, please. You can be gone because you'll be late.
But I only want to tell you, Mom.
What is that?
Huh?
What color is that you're wearing? Is that the same color? I didn't say we're going to change the color. Do I have a clean color for tomorrow for school? I didn't say that.
I'm sorry,
Mom. I'm sorry. How many times a day I'm here and come? I'm sorry. Rosalie, retie the stockings before you go to bed. In the morning, I get up with the stockings standing. Why didn't you do this, Rosalie? I'm sorry. Rosalie, did you wash your hair this week? I didn't do it. Why, darling? I'm sorry. The fourth time, I'm sorry. Rosalie, did you put a button in the dress? Did the dress where the buttons fell out? Why, Rosalie, did you put the buttons in the dress? I'm sorry. That's really so sorry. Give me the collar. You wouldn't go to the children for collar. I wouldn't have it. Give me the needle.
Yeah.
Give me the white cotton, not the heavy cotton. Give me the skinny cotton. Give me here. Oh, a girl.
I bet you care.
2.5 years old, you're not. Look out. Let me thread it. Thread for me. I can't kiss a girl. Kiss it.
Right.
Million times I said, Rosalie, a dress can be no matter which rough, how beautiful. If you wear a baby collar on the dress, it could be no more beautiful. Give me, I'll make a mark. There's the pressed collar that I had, what I pressed. Oh, I stood up late last night. Especially the pressed collar, you can have a pressed collar. Give me the pressed collar. They're very nice of that. Thanks, no?
Yeah.
All right, now again, let me hear once again, I'm sorry. Let me once again, I'm sorry. No? Okay, I'm sorry, I'll give you that.
Like music, whatever.
I'll make a pink song. I'm sorry. Thanks. And put a little pin. For me. Shouldn't be late for school.
Huh?
Where are you going, Mom?
Are you taking my bath?
Accidentally, you listen.
I didn't mean to listen.
You never mean to listen, but you always manage to.
I didn't mean to hear Oriana at all. It was something about Mom.
Oh, that's just what I was dying to hear. Where did you say my clean shirts were?
Upstairs, and I didn't try to overhear, but I heard Oriana say...
Please, excuse me, will you?
And if you use your eyes, you'll see your shirt. Lay down,
Lay down,
I don't want to hear what you heard. I'm making breakfast for everybody. Papa told me to spill them in the room and everything is getting cold.
I'll call them.
Sit, finish. You're late. Family, Jay, please. Family, move everything to standing.
Sorry, Mom.
Rosalie, don't nibble. Eat. You'll die a parade in the summer, not in the winter.
I'm going to hear for pound.
No, who sees it?
My blue dress is tight.
The half a pound made it tight. Oh, my. Say, please, I'm turning you over.
Don't turn me over. I'm here.
Oh, so good, dear.
I don't want to age.
Why not?
Of course, I don't know. Feel like an ace.
So what do you feel like?
A piece of cheese, that's all.
Oh, say it how sliced you. Give Papa sugar, too.
Who said good morning to me? Nobody, huh?
Good morning, Pa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Drake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sammy. Good morning, Sammy.
Enough already.
What's the matter?
Nothing is the matter.
Why mustn't I know?
There's nothing to know, Pamela.
Then don't tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Well, I didn't ask you.
Quiet.
Why?
Pamela, please.
Why, Ma? Why? If I'm in this family and there's something going on, why can't I know it?
Because there's nothing to know.
Oh, that's why everything stopped when I said good morning, I suppose.
Butter, please.
Pamela, sit down.
I don't want any breakfast.
Sit down, eat your breakfast.
No, I don't want any breakfast. I may disturb something.
Family,
sure,
please.
I may stumble on one of the great secrets in this family.
Family.
Quiet.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's wrong with this family. They're all
family.
Too busy living everybody else's life for them, and you don't have any time left to live your own. Yes, that's true. And now it's the great mystery of Orion. The sacred triangle of Orion and Dr. Cater and Mr. Way. Yeah, I guess Rosie's been babbling.
I didn't say a word.
Well, whatever you said, and whatever the great secret is, I don't want to know it. And I'll leave you just to give you all the privacy you want.
Very nice.
Goodbye.
No, nothing happened.
Do you think I blame Sammy? Can anybody believe that nothing happens in this house?
Drink.
All the secrets.
Speak.
All the maneuvers.
Give your napkin. Eat, Pa.
Don't, Pommy.
Ma.
And Mommy.
But what did I say?
More than I wish to hear.
I didn't even say a word.
Then don't say it.
Eat, Rosalie. Goodbye.
You don't kill your finish.
I am finished.
Then sit until I'm finished.
I'm late.
Regardless.
Jake, please.
Yes, Jake. Do I ever hear a child come over to me and say, Papa dear, how do you feel? How are you?
Jake, please. Here's a napkin.
I don't want to be a napkin.
Well, can I go now?
I'm not finished yet.
I love the child you'll finish tonight, Jake. Not now. The day is only beginning.
Oh, what are you planning today, Molly? With what fate and what future are you concerned today?
Yours, dear. Please, why do we always have to have these discussions?
Ask your mother.
What did I do, Jake?
I want to live my own life. When my children come down in the morning, I expect a good morning.
You all said good morning.
Quiet.
Jake, please.
I don't want a child of Rose's age to be concerned about Orion and Dr. Cater. If he proposed or if he accepts it.
Jake, please.
Yes, I can see what you can't see. I don't want my son or my daughter concerned about the reputation of a man like Mr. Way. I don't want it.
Why not?
Because I don't want it.
I want it, Jake. You see that? And I do want it.
What do you mean you want it?
I want it. All right, Rosalie, please. I want it. You see that? I want the world in my house.
Ma.
I want the world in my house. My house is not four walls that suck out the world. Here by me, they'll learn what the world is by me. With me here to point out what I know.
Ma,
I don't want them to grow up in a house that is a detour from life and later have them have to learn what they should have to know from somebody else. Not me. My house is going to be a college education and a high school education and a primary education and a PhD education and a DVD and an AAA and a DVD and a CCC.
Yeah, Ma.
And whatever. My house is going to feel what the world feels. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. Rosalie and Sammy will be able to live in the world without being too disappointed or too surprised. Well, what is a home, Josie? What is a home? Don't look at me with funny faces. What is a home, Josie? Is it a grave where you bury your family out of sight? Is it a rest farm in the country? Or is it a place where you spend your youth, your whole youth, the best part of your life? A home, Josie, is a child's world. It should help make the world a thing to be understood, loved, and used. And unless you can do the school cup, another cup of coffee, Rosalie. I'm not through yet, Josie. I'm not through yet. I've got much more to say yet, Josie.
Then make a record, Molly, and I'll play it on the phonograph.
A magic breakfast. Of course, this is all a part of family life, the little upset that suddenly blows up like a hurricane and dies down like a summer breeze. But Molly's had her say, the right one, too, and Jake knows it.